Bang, I know you agree. We stick like it's cheese. Me and Bang glue like cheese. We be moving too clean. Give him some water, he mean.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready?
No.
Whoa. Yes, I'm so sick. You know how I'm coming. These people is chatting up.
What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXE, and you are listening to WGXE Acre 90.7 FM and WGXE.org. Listen in, y'all.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Cause we were the best.
joy, joy in the house of the Lord today. I can't be quiet. I'm going to shout out his praise. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Good morning, good Sunday morning, good first Sunday morning in the merry, merry month of May. Yes, we start May today. Can you believe it? We're 5 months into 2022. What you going to do? We just got to go with the flow, you know? Good morning, Mr. Randall Martin. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you? Happy Sunday.
I thank you, my brother. Happy Sunday to you. Blessed Sunday. And I am well, thank God. How's Sister Bernadette feeling today?
Still a little bit under the weather. She got a little flu, I think. Not a COVID, but just like a May flu. And I know I hear it's been going around. So she's on the mend. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, we thank you for that, Lord. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and we do look to you to heal our diseases. Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. Sometimes we just got to go through to get through. Amen. So we thank God for taking her through. Got folks to pray for today. Amen. Want to send prayers up for those who are feeling under the weather, not feeling well, feeling themselves. I want to lift up Sister Melissa, Brother Pierre, Sister Cheryl, Sister Bernadette, and anybody out there under the sound of my voice that's not feeling well today. We lift you up in prayer, and we ask Jehovah Rapha to send healing virtue to you and your home and keep you under his watch and care. Well, in this month of May, beloved, we want to shine a little light on some of the things that are coming up this week. Today is the first day of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, acknowledging the diversity of our citizenry and Pacific, Asian Pacific Americans, and all of the nations that are included in that. Hallelujah. You know, it's not just Chinese and Japanese. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But we'll talk about that a little later. I want to also lift up that today is School Principals Day. I don't know why Sunday is School Principals Day. They ain't in school. But shout out to all you school principals and assistant principals and even those who desire to become principals. We look to God to bless you and help you guide our schools and your staff, administration, and teachers as well, so that our students will get educations that will prepare them to be people with joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Health and mind, body, and spirit. Don't break those little spirits. Don't break those little hearts. You all have got a great trust, a sacred trust in your keeping and care all those 7-8 hours a day. So we're praying for you. Tomorrow is National Life Insurance Day. I think we're going to talk a little bit about that on Tuesday, brother. Amen. I got some stuff to say about that. Some information to give, too. So be back with us on Tuesday for our talk show, the Tuesday afternoon show at 4 o'clock, right here on WGXC. Amen. With me and Mr. Martin Randall. Hallelujah. Amen. And the National Day of Prayer is this week, the national, all over the nation. We don't have to wait till a disaster. You know, every time there's a disaster, the president will call for a day of prayer. Hallelujah. Folks who want to say they're atheist, agnostic, or whatever, you know, we still know that prayer changes things, beloved, and prayer changes God's mind towards us, his heart towards us. It moves God's heart and hand on our behalf. And so I thank God for prayer, people who pray, people who understand and know the power of prayer. And I'm putting a call out to anybody who wants to come on by and see us, shake our hand, say hello, lift a prayer with us, be in agreement on the National Day of Prayer. We're going to be at the gazebo at the Columbia County Courthouse on Thursday at 5 p.m. So, yes, we're going to pray. And then Nurses Appreciation Day is this week, too. Nurses Appreciation Day. And I saw one card in celebration that said, nurses really do take crap. And that's the truth. So be kind to the nurses, beloved. And we know that we have a shortage of doctors and nurses here in our local hospital, praying for help for that. And that nurses who are just doing triple duty, double duty, and literally, you know, taking up duty. We pray for them and to celebrate them this week. So, yeah, a lot going on in May. We got more to say as the days of the month come through. And we do, too. But right now, we're going to turn it back to music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have a lineup for you. Praise God. 7 songs, back to back, 24 minutes of music with you in mind for your heart, your mind, and your soul. Ain't nothing like a gospel song. Mr. Rhett Walker is coming up. God is changing your story. Sister Jekyll and Carr, she throws it down. Won't he do it? Corinne Hawthorne brings us that project. Open Door Season. Mr. Dietrich Haddon, Better Than Good to Me. God's been better than good to me. Mr. Todd Galbraith. All in His Plan. P.J. Morton, Bishop Paul Morton's son, doing his gospel music thing, featuring Leandra Johnson and Mary Mary. We want you to, if you can, just sit back and relax. If you can't, do what you can do, but don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Let this music minister to your heart, your soul, and your mind. And then after that, I'll be back with our spiritual social commentary for today. Oh, one more song, Never Be Defeated. Yes, Mr. Rich Talbot. Yeah, we got a great lineup for you this morning, beloved. Enjoy the music with the message.
Ain't nothing like a gospel song. Makes me wanna sing it all day long. Something about that amazing grace. said, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is taking
stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. It again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Won't he do it? He said he would. Your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, oh, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times. You see what the enemy planned for my downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said he would.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Do it.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Anybody
long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. Father, have your way in this place. You be glorified in it all. Come on, let's raise it together. So,
I will bless the Lord at all times.
And his praise,
and his praise,
so continually in
my mind.
No matter what I see,
no matter what I see, or how I feel.
As long as I'm breathing,
as long as I'm breathing,
oh yes, I'm breathing.
I'll bless the Lord.
As long as I'm breathing,
as long as I'm breathing,
oh yes, I'm breathing.
I'll bless the Lord.
Come on, say, oh magnify.
XC90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we're right here, bright side, somewhere. Right here with me on WGXC. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. Yes, we are. And we do what we do for you. We have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Continuing with Better Than Good to Me by Mr. Todd Galbraith. All in His Plan, and Never Be Defeated. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Can I be honest? Sometimes I don't understand. Why do you let me fall when the world is in your hand? You could stop it all if you wanted to, but you don't.
Be worth it. shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated.
I shall rise. Come on, say it. I shall be.
I shall
go.
I shall go.
Yes, beloved. Better, better, better. God will never be defeated. Could take that to the bank. I love it. I heard someone, I think it might have been President Zelensky even, early on in this Ukrainian war, saying that, you know, light will never be defeated. Right will never be defeated. God will never be defeated. God will never be defeated. We fall down, but we get back up. Amen. So shout out to Ukraine, Ukrainian army and all the people, Malcolm X, our fellow Columbia Countyan over there with special forces and things doing things. We continue to lift them up in prayer, true David and Goliath moment, but we know God is able. And I believe God will never be defeated. And I know there are people, and myself included, have experiences in our life where we're like, well, what happened, God? Where were you? How did this happen? But we're here to tell the story. And if we don't quit in the dip, we will find, you know what? God took that, what was meant to destroy me, to kill me, to take me out, take my mind. He took that and turned it around. I'm telling you, beloved. I love him. I love him. I love him. Listen, I want to share with you the thoughts that have been coming through my mind. it's a wonderful thing up in there. I tell you, things come and go all over the place up in there. But looking at, you know, this being Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, some scriptures came to my mind that I want to share with you real quickly. First of all, I want to point your attention to the book of John, chapter 4. And for those of you who are familiar with this scripture, you'll know that I'm going to talk about Jesus' encounter with the woman of Samaria. For those of you who don't know the story and aren't very familiar, I'm going to give you like really a cliff note kind of a introduction, but it certainly is worthy of more in-depth treatment, consideration, and conversation than I can do right now, right? But this chapter takes us into a day in the life of Jesus Christ. And he's, you know, traveling with his disciples. He's on foot. He goes everywhere on foot. They don't have Uber. They don't have Lyft, okay? He didn't have no camels taking him around and whatnot. We're told that he uses a donkey one time, and we just celebrated that a couple of weeks ago where he's on the back of a donkey coming in to Jerusalem in a triumphant entry after having raised Lazarus after 4 days in the tomb from the grave, right? So here he is. This predates the triumphal entry. He's just on foot, and he's with his disciples traveling to Jerusalem. But he gets tired on the way. He left Judea, and he's in Galilee, and he's in the city of Samaria. And now Jews would normally take a long route to get past Samaria because they had some beef, the Jews and the Samaritans, okay? And but Jesus tells his disciples, I must needs go through Samaria. I wish I had time to develop that even further, but just understand that this is hostile territory, okay? And he sends his disciples to go get something to eat, and he says, I'm going to hang out right here by this well. The well he's at is special in the Jewish tradition as well, this well of Jacob. But he sits down on this well, and he sits there, and it's the sixth hour of the day. And you know, in Jewish times, the sixth hour of the day would start from sunup. They would count the hours of the day from sunup. The new day starts the evening before, but the hours of the day start counting as sunup. So it's noon, and it's hot. This is the time of the day when the sun is highest, right? And it's hot, and he's tired, and he sits down at this well, and this lone woman comes to the well. And this woman comes to the well at the hottest point of the day because she's got a reputation in town. People have, you know a little bit about her story, a little bit about her business, and have taken the little bit they know to criticize her, ostracize her, marginalize her, you know. And so she don't want to deal with these people. So she comes out in the middle of the day to get water out of the well, and she encounters Jesus. And, you know, Jesus is sitting at this well, and it says he's weary. People who want to say, well, Jesus did these miracles. You know, he was God. I'm not God. I can't love my enemy. You know, I can't, you know, live up to these higher standards that, you know, God's word, you say God's word, say I should be reaching for. I'm just human and stuff. Well, Jesus was human as well, and it tells us he was tired. Probably tied emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, like sometimes we humans get. But Jesus encounters this woman at the well, and he asks her to give him some water. And she says to him, you know, in response, why are you a Jew asking me for water? I wanted to pause there for a moment because, A, for a man in the Middle East to be talking to a woman some of those traditions still hand out, still stand, that you don't talk to single women unaccompanied by their husbands, if they're with their husbands, their fathers, but you don't even talk to them. You talk to the man, right? So here he is out publicly talking to this woman. And then this is a woman of a different ethnicity, a different nationality, you know. And not only that, but their tribes, quote unquote, don't get along. They don't respect each other. And so all of these barriers, Jesus is breaking down, dismissing, not paying any attention to, beloved. He teaches us, amen, and he gives us strategy in his word on how to deal with the other, how to deal and get past these age-old bigotries and traditions and biases and prejudices and barriers. This is what Jesus did. This is what Jesus does. He does it still for us today. In the text, he goes on and they have this conversation. And, you know, she says, you know, why are you asking me for a drink? And he said, look, if you knew who I was asking you for a drink, you'd be asking me for a drink. Because if you drink from the well that I have, the water that I give, you won't thirst again. And the woman says, well, tell me about this well that you have, because this is a sacred well, and we've been coming here for generations. And Jesus begins to tell her her story. He knew. It wasn't like he didn't know what she had done or what she had been through or where she was. He knew, and he told her that he knew. So knowing these things didn't put a barrier up between him and her. He was too good to talk to her. She was too low to speak to him. He ministers to this woman in the point of her need, and he brings it into a spiritual conversation. And he says, look, you're talking about this well and the sacredness of this well, but you're worshiping a God. You don't even know what you're worshiping. You have no idea about God, how loving God is, how merciful God is, how powerful God is, how ever-present God is. And she says, well, tell me. He said, you worship, amen, what you know not. But God is seeking people who are going to worship God as Father and worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what God is looking for. God is looking for people who will worship him out of the depth of their being. Their spirit is our depth of our being. Hallelujah. And worship is worthy unto God. God's worthiness, God's goodness. Those who will celebrate God for those things, not just for what God can do for you. Hallelujah. He's not Santa Claus and a wish list, an Easter bunny or a tooth fairy. He's God the Almighty, and he's worthy to be adored and to be believed and to be loved and to be in life with. And Jesus presents this God to this woman, and this woman goes and tells all the men in the town, come on here, somebody, amen. Another barrier broken, that this woman could go and bring good news to the men. Who is a woman in those days? And for some people still today, unfortunately, but I want you to know that's not Jesus' way. That's not what Jesus said. That's not what he taught. Jesus was ministering in a multicultural, multi-religious, they call the word omnism, a culture and society where people, some people had respect for different religions, some people did not. Amen. Some people believed in religion, some people did not. But Jesus shows up in that time and space to show us the way to God. He shows up today in our time and space to show us the way to God, to live with one another, to live and uplift and help each other come out of darkness, come out of the bondage, and come and live in light and liberty. In Revelation chapter 7, in verse 9, it says, you know, before verse 9, it talks about all the different tribes of Israel that were in heaven. And then he says, and he saw John the Revelator, he said he saw a multitude nobody could number, a great multitude of all nations and kindred and peoples and tongues. Amen. This whole xenophobia, a fear and hatred of the different, the other, the foreigner, the stranger, Jesus came and broke down those barriers to tell us in God, with a relationship with God, we're not even strangers or foreigners to God anymore. That's how come I can say to the man or the woman in the street who's living, not like the devil, because that ain't my brother, but I can pray for them to come out of the devil's camp and come into the family of God. Then that's my brother, that's my sister. Amen. No more stranger, no more foreigner, but now we're family. and we're family that's like friends. That's what God wants for us. That's what God offers us through Jesus Christ, that we can live in this life, not as strangers and foreigners, but as family and friends, brothers and sisters, in a way through Christ Jesus made. I tell you, beloved, I love him, I love him, I love him. And so I want to say happy Pacific Asian American Heritage Month to all of our Asian Pacific American Heritage people and the countries, my God, the countries that make up the Asian Pacific region, included in that long list, and you can Google that too, is the United States. We have Australia and Bangladesh and Brunei and Burma and Cambodia and Canada and China and Chile and Cook Islands and Fiji and French Polynesia and India and Indonesia and Japan and Kiribati and Laos and Malaria and the Maldives, the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, Mongolia, and the list goes on and on and on. So, amen. Yes, we're multicultural. We're even multi-religious. But you know what? Jesus came to die for the sins of the whole world. Let him show you his light and lighten up this darkness. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. Amen, beloved. And that's all I got to say. It's going to get better. Listen, I got another song from Mr. Paul P.J. Morton. The Better Benediction, yes, the Better Benediction. Jesus, he made it better. Yes, he did. And after that, tomorrow, A Blast from the Past, Mr. Kevin Campbell. Actually, I don't think we're going to get to play all of P.J. Morton because it's kind of long, and I do want to get tomorrow in there. So let us go to the music with the message for the heart, the mind, the soul.
Just hold on.
again, beloved. God will make things better. He'll make things better. You gotta cry sometimes. That's all right. That's all right. He'll make it better. Like, how long? I don't know how long. But don't quit in the dip, beloved. There's gonna be power on the other side. He'll bring you to it. He'll bring you through it. Yes, I know it's true. This is Pastor Kenya, Perpetual Optimist. And getting ready to get up out of here. Listen, I want to say happy birthday to all you May birthdays. We come together again next Sunday. It'll be Mother's Day. Get those cards and those homemade gifts. I think homemade gifts was number one on the list for what mothers want for Mother's Day. Also, want to shout out principals again. Happy Principals Day. And don't forget National Day of Prayer. Say a prayer wherever you are. And if you're in the area, join us. See us over at the Columbia County Courthouse at 5 p.m. There'll be pastors and ministers and brothers and sisters coming together to sing, to pray for the power of God to bless as only God can do. God loves you. I love you too. Happy birthday, all you May babies. And till we speak again, no matter how great a day, no how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. Till we speak again, God love you, God bless you, and peace. Here we are with Mr. Tevin Campbell, a young Mr. Tevin Campbell, taking us out tomorrow. A better you, a better me. Right, so we are not into Tevin Campbell yet, but you're still here. You got me, and I got you. Listen, as we're going through this journey of life, put a smile. It's just a frown turned upside down. It brings light to the heart and the soul, and light to the viewer of the smile in you. So let's do what we can do to make the world a better place, even starting with a smile. Oh, I wish I had that song cued. Well, maybe next time. Yes. And so we have Nurses Appreciation Day. Remember that on Friday. We have National Insurance Day. Join us on Tuesday afternoon at 4. That'll be Brother Randall Martin and I for the Reverend Kim and Brother Martin show, Tuesday afternoon show, right here on WGXC. Where we have a conversation, we have talk that is relevant, hallelujah, relational, revelatory, yes, and inspirational. We have information that'll help make your education for yourself and the next generation. I'm trying to rhyme. I ran out of words. Ah, beloved. God bless you and have a wonderful week in this new month, the merry, merry month of May.